Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
That ain't got a long intro on it, Fatbo.
It does, straight out the system.
This reminds me of Varsity Blues.
Oh, yeah, it does. What was her name?
Miss Davis.
Miss Davis. Give it a 10.
Oh, my God, it's Miss Davis.
I don't think I had, well, maybe one teacher that could have pulled that off that I had in school. Not the rest of them.
My favorite line in this whole song is when David Lee Roth says, I've got my pencil.
It was something to ride on, man.
That might be my favorite line in any song is when David Lee Roth goes, I've got my pencil.
You should have put that in every song.
It would make sense.
It should have been in Just a Gigolo, at least. Anyway, I like you playing this song because, man, people love talking about that teacher we had on doing that OPP the other day. Now, Jeff, you were not here for that. You might be completely unaware that we had a lady on the phone the other day who, all right, she teaches in one of these Carolinas.
Okay.
And in the other one, she goes on the weekends and strips for money. But she's worried about that because she really likes teaching. But obviously, there's a moral conundrum with being a teacher if somebody, the wrong person, walks in there and sees you naked on stage.
She strips to buy school supplies.
Yes.
That's a nice car teacher salary.
Well, that's, her car broke down. She needed a new car. She was driving like an 02 Pontiac, she said, and it broke down. So she had to. She went back to stripping like she did in college to make some money to replace her car. But, I mean, she makes teacher salary, which is not that much. Then she can go do that, make a lot of money on the weekends. But one thing that kept coming up, I talked to two people, one guy day before yesterday and then a girl yesterday, one of them on Instagram and the other on Snap.
Mm-hmm.
And what they were saying was, well, the first one said that his mom was a stripper and it was like the worst growing up with your mom being a stripper.
No, not the worst.
The girl said her mom was a teacher at the middle school she went to and said that was the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of agree with the girl, I think.
I've known a couple of those.
I've known people whose moms were strippers and people whose moms were teachers, both. I've known both.
I've known the teachers, not strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you always got it rough as a kid if your parent was a teacher.
Exactly. I think you got it the worst that way because if you're like a 13-year-old boy and your mom is dancing topless in a club somewhere, how many of your friends know that unless you tell them? But if your mom's a hot teacher, all your friends know that, and all your friends are talking about how hot your mom is every single day.
Mm. Well, she's not. Shut up.
Leave it alone.
She's ugly. Quit it.
So, you can't come over.
I think between the two, your mom being a teacher is probably harder on you than if your mom's a stripper, especially if you go to the school where she teaches.
Yeah, well, I think the your mama jokes would be the worst. So I guess what would be the worst thing in that case if you're in elementary school, if your mom was a prostitute?
I thought your mama in her thong underwear.
Wait a minute.
What are y'all teaching second graders?
Your mom was a hooker? Is that what you just said?
No, if your mom was in like an illegal brothel and you lived in Las Vegas, that would be the worst case scenario ever.
Well, again, how would your friends know? How are like other kids in eighth grade going to know that your mom works for Dennis Hoff at the Bunny Ranch?
I don't know.
They're not going to know. But if your mom's a hot teacher, they know because they see her every single day at that school. And then they're talking crap to you about your hot mom all the time. It's got to suck.
Is your mom Air Force Amy?
That would
be save
the worst.
Up my money and go see her.
The only other thing would be like if your mom drops you off at school like 4 days a week or whatever, maybe all five, and then your friends have seen her in porn.
Yeah.
Because your 13-year-old, 14-year-old, 15-year-old friends are not going to see her in a strip club, but they may see her on the internet if she's like a legit porn star. Then that would be pretty bad,
that'd
I guess.
That'd be embarrassing.
Here's Cartman's mom.
Saw your mom's video. That would be awful.
We talked about the worst job your dad could have. mainly it was between if your dad's a cop or your dad's a preacher. Those were the two. And
right.
Some people said like military guys and stuff like that, some of them too. But we didn't get into like what's the worst job your mom can have. Because I got to think, well, I mean, obviously there's porn star and stripper, but then I think teacher's right up there too in terms of the crap you're going to catch from your friends.
Yeah.
Like, Jeff, imagine if roles had been reversed and you had like – your mom was working at school instead of your dad. Like, you probably would have punched somebody in the face at some point.
Well, yeah.
You would have kicked somebody's ass at school because of that.
Exactly. I would have. No, no questions asked on that.
You tell your mom to lighten up.
Yeah. I called your mom a bitch.
Oh, my God. That would be
boom.
The worst. If she was one of those hard teachers that made everybody do their homework, failed everybody, that would be terrible.
You know, this is going to sound bad, but I really don't know how else to say it. I think if your mom or a woman that has a job that's perceived as masculine is probably one of the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like if your mom was a garbage woman or something like that, something that, you know, is considered, I guess, like a masculine job, like a dirty, just gritty job. You don't really see a woman doing because, you know, you don't want to picture women doing that stuff.
The one job my mom had that got people looking sideways at her.
From the hate mail.
That I had to explain a lot growing up. Was when my mom was a nurse at a maximum security prison. Sup, gentlemen of Perry Correctional. How you guys doing today?
Yeah, I dated a guy and his mom was a prison guard. She was cool.
My mom was a nurse at Perry for 2 or 3 years in the mid to late 90s. And that was a job I had a lot of explaining to do. Especially because she'd tell the stories about all them dudes acting like multiple MIGs. She'd just go around telling people like it ain't no big deal.
And this woman was named Red and she worked in San Quentin. We loved her stories, all red.
Yeah, son, what did Miggs in the cell beside me say when you walked past him?
It ain't what he said, it's what he did.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, my mom, like the day after she graduated from being a nurse, she ended up going to work immediately in the mental hospital.
Oh, wow, that's got to be tough to jump right into that water, probably.
Mm-hmm. Night shift.
Yeah, there's a guy who works some up here who works at a hospital like that, and he's all the time kind of busted up from having to wrangle people kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Somebody texts in, having a cop as a mom would be tough. Yeah, that would be.
Dude, I had a buddy. His mom was not just a cop, but a dang state trooper, and like pretty high up in the highway department.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, look, you get it extra rough at home.
He was not the Big Show, by the way. Not the Big Show. Different guy.
Wasn't Paul.
Different guy.
Wasn't Andre the Giant's son.
No.
Wink, wink.
No.
Yeah, I can't get over the physicality part of it. I just think something that you'd see your mom suffering through and absolutely hating.
And see, that's where if Matt was not under the weather today, he would be able to give us some insight as to having your mom be like a church music director. Like, not a preacher, but, I mean, kind of close to it.
Yeah, because you got to go. You can't miss.
No, you can't. Yeah. You absolutely can't.
That's right. Or if your mom's a meter maid and she gave your friend a ticket.
Yeah.
Yes. See,
P1 Pretty Eyes texting in. Her mom's a teacher. Her dad's a preacher. Oh, my Lord.
Oh.
Went to the same school where her mom taught. Couldn't get away with anything. Front row in church. Couldn't get away with nothing.
Uh-uh.
Oh, my God. Maybe that's what those are those kids that rebel.
Probably.
Because you can't go anywhere and do anything, so you end up being, you know, a wild criminal or a whore.
Yeah. Her mom's a teacher. Her dad's a preacher. Now she listens to us every day talk about stuff like this and that dude cutting his stuff off and whatever else we do in here, you know?
Well.
I don't know, man. It's not as bad as it used to be.
What? Were your mom? For job?
Yeah, because I guess we got to think this way of thinking about it is probably kind of outdated. I mean, everything's probably just, you know, even kill and equal now. If your mom was a lunch lady back then, that probably would have been frowned upon somewhat. Your buddies probably would have busted you up a little bit.
Yeah.
Now it may be cool.
Yeah.
I know somebody's mom was a lunch lady. She gave us free cookies when school closed.
I guess if your mom's we had a text 2 minutes ago from somebody who said it was hard growing up because his dad was the janitor at the middle school.
Really?
I imagine that's one that might be harder if your mom's doing that. Yeah. I guess it seems to me that most things are hard. The only time it really matters what your parents do for a living is if they work at the school you go to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now that's the thing. If they're a teacher, that's kind of, you know, seen as a position of authority, obviously. But if they're a janitor, I mean, you know, honestly, they're looked down upon. Like, you clean the floors. You clean our puke. That's how they see it.
That's how they saw it. I have to think, I really hope, and I haven't been in a public school in like 20-odd years. I know I'm not that old. I just finished up at home. But I haven't been in one in a long, long time, all right? At least not in that kind of capacity. So the thing is, I have to hope at some point, like, the kids get nice to the janitor and start to understand that the janitor is not Freddy Krueger nor Groundskeeper Willie, but there's some person doing a job.
Yeah.
They can't still be mean to the janitor, right? It can't be like 50 years of kids picking on janitors.
Let go of my sideburns.
Dude, our janitor in elementary school, he was a nice guy, but he was scary. If you didn't get to know him, his name was Steve, and he had a hook.
Uh-oh.
He had a hook hand?
He had a hook hand.
That's awesome.
He was a nice guy, big Giants fan, but he was scary.
We had a guy nicknamed Snake. Because every time he walked by him, he'd go...
He did not.
What? Well, I swear to God.
Did you have Tourette's or something?
I guess so.
There'll be a ton of people verify that, too.
He looked like Jake the Snake Roberts, but he was a little bit shorter.
Hey, you want a drink, kid?
He looks like a viper.
What's up, Snake?
You know what's worse? If your parent is the teacher and they're teaching the sex ed class to your buddies.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay, God. Fat boy might have just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, that's gonna be the worst.
If you're in middle school and your attractive mother is teaching sex ed to your friends, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's it. That's got
to
be it.
And if your mom is hot. Yeah, teaching that class.
My dad used to have to teach sex ed at Wade Hampton.
Oh, Lord.
But it was like with the PE coaches.
I would love to sit in on that.
Please. Can we go back in time?
So, like, a lot of times whenever it was, like, the testing time or sex ed time, they were like, all right, all the PE coaches, you got to go teach it. My dad's like, great.
Can we get Coach Neal in here to go through one of those with us for old time's sake?
Sure.
Okay. I really mean that. I want him to come in here and teach us sex ed one day.
We had Coach Hicks teaching us sex ed. He was a little rough around the edges.
All right.
Let me tell you gentlemen about gonorrhea.
Matt never got to take sex ed.
Good Lord.
I never took it. Fat boy, you take sex ed?
I took it a bunch.
I never took it. It was at home. I mean, I took it on the internet.
Well, I took it in sixth grade, and she said, go ahead now and get out all the slang you want to say, and then we're done with it. That lasted about a half hour of all this.
The Varsity Blues scene with Pedro.
If you have any questions, just come to me after I sign off the paper. You'll know everything.
That was sixth grade. We took it again in eighth grade, Mr. Warwick's class, and then it had a question box you could fill out. Uh-huh. Anything you wanted to put on it, and at the end of the class, he would go through the box, so you know who put what on it when they're snickering and cracking up at the most oddest, vilest questions.
What'd you put?
Man, there were...
Yeah, I gotta hear this.
The same one you asked Eric Bischoff on Instagram the other night?
No, I mean, there were...
Really?
I guess I could say there were questions as far as, you know, as like hygiene went and stuff like that, but not in so many as nice of words. It was rough.
I bet.
Yeah. I don't know if they allow that anymore.
Look, I have some good news. Kids are getting better than we were because we were little sons of something.
Yeah, we were.
Kids are getting better. P1 text in 72341. My daughter makes it a point to buy the janitor at her school a Christmas gift every year. She's going to sixth grade this year.
That's good.
So thank you, P1 Sleeping Booty, a.k.a. Brad Stonell, for raising a good one.
I think nowadays it'd be hard to have a parent as a politician. With
your lovely wife as well.
What, don't you think? With the way everything is so divided, if your parent was a state senator or a congressman.
Nah, because then you'd just be rich and you'd go to the same private schools with all the other criminals' kids.
Poor you.
Poor you.
You know what my damn dad does.
Yeah, the same thing mine does.
Blank you. Touch me. Touch me.
Yeah, your dad's only a congressman. Mine's a senator.
Oh, God.
Your dad's a janitor. Blank you.
I see where you're going with that.
My dad's Russian. He runs all your dads.
Dang it. Yeah. Hey, Russian daddy. Trump card. Not like that.
You know how some people are. The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-haws.
Well, Corey Harbowski may be Fat Boy's new hero. He's a 19-year-old guy who worked as a receptor, that's a receptionist, at a small web design company in Chicago. And he quit his job after what he thought was a text from a random lover, but it actually was from his boss. His boss sent the text saying, I'm making you come at 12 on Friday. And he thought it was from a random girl, so he wrote something back. He says, first off, you're not making me do S. Second off, I don't remember scheduling any... blank appointments.
He doesn't have any blank appointments.
Yeah.
You're not going to make me do nothing, and I didn't schedule any blank appointments. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I like to mess with people on some text sometimes if they get the wrong number.
Do you?
Yeah, troll. I lightly troll. You know, I don't go all out.
Well, and the person responded. He found out that the text wasn't a lady looking for any, you know, booty calls. It was from his boss. Who, quote, got a new number and she was going to make him come in at noon on Friday. Come in. She missed the end part.
Yeah.
So Corey might have been able to talk his way out of this, but then he posted a screenshot of the whole texting conversation on Twitter and it went viral.
What?
Yep. And then on Wednesday, he quit his job. Needless to say, it would be very uncomfortable with this boss with that conversation.
Yeah. Can't you just, I'd be like, look, can we chalk it up to a little misunderstanding here?
I mean, chalk it up to he's 19. Yeah. He's 19 years old. Yeah. That stuff kind of happens.
Not making me do anything, but it happens. I'm telling you. She should have, you know.
I mean, at that age, you should see it as a sign to move on to greener pastures.
They wished him well in his future endeavors.
Get out of there.
I think it's best if I quit. Okay, probably so.
Yeah, I think it is.
I mean, we text that to Mark all the time.
Pardon?
We're not coming in at blank. We'll get there when we get there, buddy.
Yeah.
Sure you do.
This is old number. You don't see him, so.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. We text our old numbers, too.
Well, somebody might take issue with what Wiz Khalifa had to say. He believes that if a man eats a whole banana without breaking it up, he might be a homosexual. You got to break it in half, old Wiz says.
Now, Wiz Khalifa, I expect, since he has his own line of rolling papers, and I believe now his own brand of weed you can buy in legal states, I really think that's true. I figured he would, just because you can do something, just because you are good at something, just because you have a particular skill in life, like, let's say that I could juggle 6 bowling pins at the same time, but I don't really like to do it, so I don't mean I have to do it or I necessarily enjoy it just because I can do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Wiz Khalifa is close-minded.
He's funny.
It's funny.
He says, you got to break it in half because if you bite into a banana, you suspect. And then he used the N-word. N-word, got to break the banana in half.
It's better to hear you read it than him saying it.
I'm just trying to help you out, bro. If you're in public, just break it into pieces. But who's going to sit there? I don't know. I mean, it's just a banana. It's a piece of fruit. Don't even mind people.
Driving up 85 like 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago. It's been a while is what I'm saying. And I still remember it plain as day because I was in the part up there past Boiling Springs before they started all the construction and you were doing like 75, 80 in the 70 zone up through there. Mm-hmm. Well, a dude was beside me in the right-hand lane and I was passing him in the center lane. And as I went past him, he had a banana in his hand, and he proceeded to turn the whole thing up and put the entire banana in his mouth and eat it in one big old gulp of a bite.
All right.
I laughed the rest of the way to Charlotte about that.
Say, pull over. You didn't wave a 20?
I followed him to the rest of it. Threw the wallet at him.
That is some talent. Just say, mystery of life, I finally found you.
I ain't got no banana in my tailpipe.
I mean, that sounds like Wiz saying something that we would have heard from any redneck growing up around
right.
in the 90s.
Nice, break right? it in half, buddy. But, I mean, does the same thing apply to women? Because, you know, if you seductively pull the peels down and, you know, do it slowly and then break it in half, that kind of kills the mood.
Anyway. Yeah, it does.
I mean, if you got a whole banana, I mean, we're going to part ways. Yes, I mean, good luck to you.
Yeah, it's only like a little bit.
I know. You get the little mini Chiquitas. Then we can talk.
Yeah, it is a contest. Who will win that? To be determined at a later date. Well, if you're a grill master, you've done all the mistakes, right? You know what you've gone through on the grill. I can say the worst thing that anybody's ever done, grilling-wise, is what my husband did. He turned shrimp into jerky because he likes to overcook things.
Yeah. Well, he's Southern, so.
Yeah. Well, we've got some tips to help making your grilling better.
I grew up in the South to the extent my jaws are the strongest part of my body because they grew up chewing on some burnt food,
mm-hmm.
like hard burnt.
Yeah.
Beef and steak and stuff growing up, man. Everybody burnt everything.
Right. And what is the deal with putting the sauce on too early? Then you have, like, blackened chicken, not in a good way.
I don't know. I don't know, but people do that too.
They do. So here are some tips that you can do to make your grilling better. Make sure you shut it down when you're done. Don't leave on the old propane.
Well, if you're cooking with propane, you already don't know how to grill.
Yeah, or, you know, if you're using charcoal, let the coals cool completely before tossing them in a metal container.
First mistake is, why don't we use propane to cook food? I don't know.
That's people do.
First mistake here.
It's all Greek to me. I've never grilled once.
If you're using propane, you might as well cook it in the house. Tastes the same.
My wife does all the grilling.
What does she grill with?
We got a gas grill.
She's a naturalist. She should be using briquettes.
I use both.
She should be using the wood briquettes.
I think they don't like to clean or it's harder to clean. I don't know.
Or the lump, rather. The lump is the good.
I just eat it. I hear people talk about a green egg. I get a green egg.
If you want to have good meat that's smoked, then of course use briquettes and, you know, the cedar chips or whatever. Not cedar, but whatever that other stuff is that you use.
Wood chips. Yeah. Time you spent $1,500 between your grill and your cooler, man. I need to go to somebody else's cookout.
But propane is good for, like, fish or vegetables where it's not going to get that hot. You can kind of control it. So that's what I like my propane for.
I'll be over here with an igloo and a Weber, y'all.
Bring that propane.
My cooler does not have a brand name. My cooler is made of wood.
That's right.
It is a wood ice chest you tote around by ropes like a real man.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Big styrofoam one you take fishing or to the racetrack on Saturday nights.
I don't think you can take this one anywhere because you can take the lid off and beat somebody to death with it.
One that you can use for fish and for beer. That's what I'm talking about.
It was a Civil War reenactment cooler that my wife's dad had, so it was on the battlefields and stuff. It's made out of wood.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it's a wood cooler. It's awesome, but it's got a liner inside so you can put ice in it and it don't get the wood wet.
So here's an idea. Make sure you use a meat thermometer if you don't know how long to cook something for to make sure that you kill the bacteria, especially in chicken.
Or just know how to cook.
Yeah, don't serve it. If it's a little pink, it's not good.
Here's what you should do. Before you cook food, learn how to cook food.
Right? Read a cookbook. So don't grill too much at once because the fat drips and makes the flames spark up and that can cause you to burn your meat.
Mm-hmm.
Bad idea. So keep it clean. Make sure you scrub it before you put something else on it from the last time. And never leave it unattended. That's really an obvious thing. People are, you start your grill and then leave the house. Nobody does that. And also... Give the grill enough space. Make sure that it's far enough from the building. Keep at least 10 feet away from your home, garage, deck, railings, and...
Why are we talking about the grill like we're in a bad relationship with it? Give the grill more space.
and the grill. Don't give yourself carbon monoxide poisoning.
Don't grill in the radio studio.
Right, at what point did we enter into a codependent relationship with a grill?
I want to bring the hibachi in the house, but I don't want to kill everybody, so...
Really grilled in here, and then it was just like... What do we do? I'll sit here and enjoy the smoke, I guess.
Yeah, right. Fire alarms are going on.
What's wrong? Your hot dogs will be done in a second. Just give me a minute. So, anyhow.
One of those ideas where you realize no matter who you are, you got to think about every aspect of everything.
Yeah. Well, how about this?
Hey, if those sprinklers had gone off, we'd all got fired.
It got so smoky. It was just abrupt. We didn't get to eat.
No, all we did was put butter on the grill, man. It was over.
Take it outside. Make it.
Wow.
It was a five-minute bit. As soon as the butter hit, it started getting...
Smoking all.
We also had to buy a P1 Roadrunner a new grill because we were the top on his and beating it with a spatula.
We can't do anything.
Nothing.
Oh, man.
We can't do nothing.
We're not even career center cooks.
I don't even know if I have my shoes on the right feet.
Comedy of errors.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right.
Career center cooks can cook. We can't.
You know, that's what YouTube is for. I don't know if you can learn how to grill on YouTube, but you can learn how to do everything else, right? Yeah. So how about this? What's going to put you instantly in a better mood? If you're in a bad mood, these could help you. Or if not, if you're just always going to be terminally grumpy, then sorry, I can't help you. According to this, seeing a friend you haven't seen in a long time, 42% of those people in the survey say that they love seeing a friend. That makes them feel a lot better. Also, at 42%, getting a long hug.
I mean, don't it depend? Like, if I'm seeing a friend that we're just going to talk, then maybe not. But, you know, if I'm seeing a friend that's going to give me one of these... I'd perk up a little more.
What was that? I can only see your eyes. Just, oh, I gotcha.
One of these gimmicks.
That's a really good friend, I guess.
Yeah.
You know him a little bit more, hopefully.
What's his name?
What's his name? Taking a long, hot shower. That makes you feel good. 44%. Taking a long, hot shower and then going instantly to bed is the best feeling in the world.
Take off the hour.
How hot is the shower? Because, I mean, if it's 97 degrees outside, I don't really want to stand in a hot shower for 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's already hot. I don't need to be hotter.
I don't take hot showers.
I take hotter showers since I lost some weight, but yeah. I still don't take real hot showers.
You know, it's not good for your skin.
Well, it's hot.
Yeah, it dries your skin out.
I don't like burning skin.
Just sit there and sweat for about 10 minutes after you get out.
Or you get out and you freeze to death because the air's on.
So 46% of these people say realizing it's a sunny day puts them in a better mood. Realizing, I mean, you would know instantly if it was sunny or not. So maybe they're just enjoying it and taking in the moment. By realizing they're blessed to have sunshine.
I always wonder for the first 2 hours after I wake up if it's going to be sunny or not that day.
That's true.
Find out when you get here.
We're different people. We're night crawlers. So doing a nice small thing for someone else puts people in a better mood. 47% say that.
Bad boy, come here. Let's test that out.
Do something nice for each other.
A small, nice thing.
How often do you do... Well, I know you do, none, because... You're always doing sweet things with Sarah. And I know that Fat Boy does, even though he won't admit it, with his wife, Anita. And
I really don't do anything.
And I know Jeff does.
I don't think he really does.
With Auntie Lala.
Jeff does. So, Fat Boy, I think, is telling the truth. He doesn't do anything.
I show up, man. And I provide the entertainment.
I think you're lying. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all going to come out that you're the nicest person in town. It's going to ruin your cred. Petting a dog, 48%. I have to agree with that because... Makes you feel good when you come home and your dog greets you at the door. And it kind of puts you in a better mood if you had a crummy day. So,
or the German Shepherd jumps up and hits you in the grapes.
Knocks
and
you cuss down. At it.
Boom! Well, daddy.
Someone doing a nice small thing for you is even better than you doing a nice small thing for them.
Selfish.
I prefer it.
Yeah. Lying in bed listening to the rain, 51% of them like that. That's great, especially with the tin roof in the Carolinas.
I'm going to say this about that one in particular. I'm going to get redneck. If you're laying in bed, mm-hmm. lying in bed, I'm telling the truth in bed. I'm laying in bed listening to it rain. If I'm laying in bed listening to it rain, it means I'm already in a good mood because I'm in bed. Uh-huh. I don't have to get up, apparently. I don't have much to do. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not late for anything. So I'm already in a good mood because I'm in bed with time to kill. So that makes me happy, just that.
So the top two, I have to agree with this list because this is why I love a certain day on the weekend is being able to sleep in with no alarm. 55% love that, where you just naturally get up and you don't hear that noise in the morning.
So I wake up like that every day.
You don't. Yeah. You automatically get up. You don't use an alarm.
I never hear my alarm. I always wake up before the alarm goes off if it's set. And when I don't set it, I still wake up by 5 a.m.
Wow.
I can't help it. It kind of sucks. I'm not bragging when I say that I wake up before 5 every day. I mean, it kind of sucks, y'all.
Well, I have the alarm go off.
I'm old.
Before that, and then I have to snooze for about 10 minutes and play games with myself, and then I get up. So I always set it 15 minutes earlier.
When I was a kid, I used to get so...
Yeah, I hit it like 5 times.
I used to get so frustrated with my dad getting up at like 4:30 in the morning every single day, even like Saturday, even Sunday, 4:30, 7 days a week for years. Now I do it too, man.
Well, the smoke ever wake you up? Because I imagine he'd watch you sleep and then take a puff and have his coffee right there.
Get out.
Because there were times when we slept in the same room. So, yeah, then he'd be up watching TV, I'd hear, shootouts on Bonanza, and he'd be in there smoking and drinking coffee. So it's kind of hard to sleep through the smell of that signature aroma of instant coffee, cigarette smoke, newspaper, and whatever he was freshly brewing in the commode.
Oh, man.
That symphony of smells comes rushing back to memory. I can smell it like it was yesterday.
When I was growing up, and I went to my dad on the weekends for a little bit there. We'd have to sleep in a twin bed because he was still living at his parents' house, my grandparents. And then I'd have to go to bed early, but of course he wasn't going to bed, so I'm trying to sleep beside him sitting in his underwear, wearing his gold chain, smoking a cigarette, watching wrestling.
Our dads were very similar.
Yes.
Underwear, gold chain. Did he sit on the edge of the bed?
Yep.
He didn't. He sat right, he'd get up and sit with his feet on the floor and his ass on the bed, right?
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
You're going to become your dad's one day.
But I think my dad started doing that because prison. Because in the cell, what he had to sit on? His prison cot. So he'd sit up on the cot, sitting on the bed, feet on the floor, and he sat that way for the rest of his life.
All I heard was, I need a cigarette, or damn wrestling, or I'm getting tired of working for Bill Black.
Oh, boy. Wow. So the number one answer that makes you feel good is finding money in your pocket that you didn't know you had. So 58% of these people say that that's their top answer is finding money. It's great, but I don't think it's going to instantly put you in a better mood or change anything, maybe.
It lets me know you don't need money. You ain't hurting. You find a 20, you know, and some old pair of pants.
It's never going to be a lot of money with me because I'm always broke. So that's what I'm saying.
Sometimes $5 in an old pair of pants is perfect.
Yeah.
You might just want two sandwiches that day, Fat Boy.
Hey, come back.
Praise the Lord. I get two sandwiches. Miracles from heaven. All right, well, at the theaters, The Equalizer 2 is out. Denzel Washington returns as Robert McCall, a former CIA operative. So that looks really good.
That will be good. I love Robert McCall in The Equalizer.
Oh, I'll check that one out.
Does he work at Home Depot in this one?
I don't know. He might have ventured out into something else. Oh, he's driving a Lyft.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's showing the trailer.
Okay, I haven't seen the trailers for it yet. I just realized it's coming out, and I'm excited to see it.
Also out this weekend, Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
All right, so The Equalizer's out this weekend.
I want to see Mamma Mia.
An Unfriended Dark Web.
Yep, The Equalizer's going to be good.
The Equalizer's going to be good. Well, I'm Paige, and those are Rise Guys headlines.
Just tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rock.
Rise Guys Morning Show, 9:55 a.m. That means we made it to the end of Friday morning. Hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully you just got a few hours left before you can cut loose, have you a good time for the rest of the weekend. Don't forget the Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve blood drive going on most of the day today, most of the day tomorrow. Text BLOOD. To 72341. That's the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. We'll send you back a link. It's going to have a list of all the places to go and donate to the Rock and Roll Up Your Sleeve blood drive. You're going to get your t-shirt, going to get your snack so you don't lose too much of your pep, and you're going to get registered for birthday bash tickets. Go see Shinedown, Godsmack, Asking Alexandria at the Well on September 21st, and you can register for that autographed five-finger Death Punch guitar.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, man.
That's the big haul right there. It don't take long, man, to get you in and out.
Yeah.
Go pump some blood.
Yeah. Congratulations again to Jeffrey earlier, winning the pick
Thank
up
you.
Your payment. Not you, the other one.
Damn.
Got his car payment picked up from Lake Kiwi, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Lake Kiwi, Ford, and Mark Williams down there in Seneca. And we'll have another winner on that next week. That's pickupyourpayment.com if you want to get in on that. Not only that, Monday, we're going to have Nine's Best Tim Audio, and the P1 payoff continues. It's going to continue till 6 o'clock today.
Yeah,
last keyword given out at 6 o'clock this evening. And then we'll be back Monday with $12,000 again. Anything else on Monday that you guys know of?
You got some tickets next week.
Got some tickets. Got some WWE SmackDown tickets.
Yeah, hell.
That's right. SmackDown tickets for August 14th. We'll have those all week next week, starting Monday morning right here on the Rise Guys Morning Show. Oh, yeah. We got to say happy birthday to our backstage.
Oh, yeah. Guest. Come on, man.
Yeah, come on up here to this microphone, Patrick.
Pop on up. Jeff.
Patrick was a guy who scheduled backstage pass, and none of us were entirely sure he would be here this morning because he told us he was turning 21 yesterday.
Oh.
But he's here. He's not a big drinker. So happy birthday, Patrick. Thanks for coming and hanging out with us instead of getting blank-faced.
Thank you guys for letting me come hang out with
Welcome.
You.
Yeah.
How you going to celebrate that birthday, man? The weekend's here.
Huh? I got a big fight coming up tomorrow with the 864 Fighting Championship. So
are you going to beat somebody up?
No, I'll be playing some music for some people to beat somebody up.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, it's here in Greenville. It's here in town.
Yep, up at the Shrine Club in Greenville.
Okay, cool, man. Well, have fun out there. And if anybody goes and hears good music, they'll know who to thank for it. That's Patrick. He's a P1. And it's his birthday, so, you know.
Awesome.
Buy him a funnel cake or something.
If you want to beat somebody up, just let us know. Then we'll get together and tag somebody.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, Rise Guys Morning Show. Hope y'all had fun. We had a good time. We'll be back Monday. More money. SmackDown tickets. Matt Man ought to be back, too. Paige coming up next with, what, a 93-minute Rock Block, Paige?
Yep.
Okay.
And a keyword.
Okay, keyword coming up in just a couple minutes.
Here it comes. A 93-minute Rock Block is locked and loaded. It begins next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.